Hey there, folks. Governor Tony Evers here. This week, I'm traveling across our state, meeting with veterans and veteran organizations to talk about new efforts to support them in our state budget. As governor, it's important to me that we protect, defend, and support the veterans who've protected, defended, and supported us. It's why my budget includes key initiatives aimed at supporting Wisconsin's 300,000 veterans and their families once they return to civilian life. We're proposing investments to lower out-of-pocket costs, expand access to health care and mental health services, support stable housing and substance use recovery, make job training and continuing education more affordable, and help veterans access earned benefits, among other key priorities. I'm proposing to expand veterans and surviving spouses' property tax credit to help veterans and their families keep more money in their pockets. That will provide $66 million of tax relief to veterans with disabilities and $23 million in tax relief for veterans who are renters. We're also making critical investments in mental health services and suicide prevention with a $5 million investment in community-based and emergency crisis mental health services. And while here in Wisconsin, we're proud to be ranked fourth in the nation for successfully helping connect veterans with available jobs, we know there is always more work to do. My budget will continue to invest in programs that help veterans with job training, education, counseling, and recovery. With so much uncertainty and chaos happening in Washington and federal actions that are impacting our veterans' lives and livelihoods, it's more important than ever that we take care of our veterans here in Wisconsin. And I urge the legislature to join me by supporting this important work and supporting my budget initiatives to help support our veterans and their families. Thank you.